Okay, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Eitan. So far we've talked about the two midos, which I think are the most basic for moral fitness, humility, and lack of anger, and lack of kas. And we talked about not just the value of those traits, but how to acquire those traits, how to condition those traits. So today, for the third trait, I'd like to speak about after anger and humility. It's more of an emotional trait, so that's why it's a little different than anger and humility, which is more of a feature. But it's probably emotionally at the baseline of human identity, and that's the trait of simcha, joy. How should a person feel joy in life? Why is joy important? Why is joy important in Avodas Hashem? So let's first define it today, and then Mirtz Hashem on Friday, because tomorrow is Chasidus, and Thursday is Rashi, and Mirtz Hashem, and Friday we'll get back. We'll try to develop patterns for becoming happier, more content. Okay, so some of the psukim that remind us of how vital it is for religious life and in general for self-esteem, for happiness, for a healthy emotional lifestyle, for human welfare. Pasuk in Tehillim, of course, probably the pasuk we're most familiar with. Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha, bo lefanav bir nana. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live lives of simcha, and that religion shouldn't compromise that simcha. There are two assumptions here. It should be b'simcha, and that the Avodas Hashem should generate simcha, shouldn't disrupt the simcha. Or the pasuk in the Tochacha Parshas Kisava, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns us that Tachas Hashem lo avadata Hashem elkecha b'simcha uvetov levav, that if you're not happy in life, and certainly if you don't bring your happiness and contentment to Avodas Hashem, so your religion will start to wilt, will start to decline, and of course some of the punishments in Parshas Kisava will occur. Okay, now, first of all, it's important to distinguish between, I'll use the word simcha, then I'll define it in a moment, between the word simcha and what people sometimes confuse with simcha to mean, frivolity, lightheadedness, joking around. That's what Chazal calls schok. So, for example, in Kohelet's Perek Beis, Shlomo's Machalik, it sounds like he's rejecting both, but the pasuk is, l'schok amarti miholal v'l'simcha mazo osa. So without learning Kohelet right now in the 5-minute poshach was learning, but it's clear that Shlomo Melech has a distinction between the word simcha and the word schok. It's also, if you want, its own display in Shmuel Bey's Perek Vav, where the first attempt to deliver the Aron to the Beis HaMikdash ends tragically with the death of Uzzah. And it sounds like there's too much schok, this wildness, this lack of content, this lack of purpose, and they're just dancing wildly without any restraint or any content to it. And because of that, they're punished, not just because Uzzah touched the Aron. And then the second time, David already is bringing karbanos and thinking about his avos, so it sounds like there's a simcha that replaces schok, and that's why the second attempt. Take a look if you want at Shmuel Bey's Perikua, very interesting description. Chazal talk about the Gemara in Brachos of Lamed Aleph, where it says, Ein omdim, soon we'll get to the Ein omdim lispalel. You shouldn't daven. Lamitoch atzvos, you shouldn't be sad. Lamitoch atzlos, you shouldn't be lazy and inert. Lamitoch schok, you shouldn't just be frivolous. Lamitoch sicha. Elamitach simcha shel mitzvah. So again, the Gemara in Brachos distinguishes between schok and between simcha shel mitzvah. So what is simcha? If it's not schok, if it's not happiness, if it's not joy, dancing, I would say simcha would be defined as a quotient of two factors. There are two factors that create real simcha. Number one, you see children are very, very happy. Why are children happy? Because children don't have deterrents or disruptors of happiness. They don't worry, they don't have responsibilities, they don't suffer, they don't have emotional stress. So there are deterrents to simcha that don't exist by children. As we go through life, these factors are introduced. Can you live with them without them overwhelming your sense of contentment, of feeling things are in place, of feeling optimistic about the future? Namely, the lack. Part of simcha is defined as the lack of interrupting agents, stress, suffering, frustration, anger. We all live guilt. We live with these, but do they cause us to be pessimistic and do they cause us to be sad, do they cause us to be down of spirit? The second part of simcha, and this is probably what differentiates between schok and simcha, because a person can alleviate stress and tension temporarily by engaging in schok. So, for example, the greatest way to alleviate stress is to go drink, or to take some drugs, or to watch a movie, or to just escape from the stress and to escape from the tension without any content to it. So for the couple of hours that you're involved in that experience, you don't feel the stress, you don't feel the tension, you don't feel the worry. You've taken yourself out of your life, out of that place that you have to worry. But that's not simcha. Simcha is also where there's some, I would say the word purpose, and that you feel content that you serve people. People like to feel there's a purpose in this world. You're here for a reason. And when you feel like you're here for your purpose, and you're serving your purpose, and you're accomplishing your purpose, that leads to contentment. I feel satisfied with my place in this world. I feel as if I'm contributing, that I'm delivering, that I'm growing, that I'm... So when you have those two qualities, purpose, you'll have a life of purpose. You feel like there's something you're accomplishing. There's content. There's contentment. You feel contentment when you feel content when there's content, when there's something in your day. I lived my day and I accomplished something, and something was produced, and there was a purpose for my day. I didn't just live another day and check another day off the calendar. And you're not overwhelmed by all the other factors. That leads to a sense of what I would call completeness, integration. You feel good about the way you're living your life. It's not happiness. That's why the word happiness, because happiness can imply dancing, screaming, smiling. It's just complete content, at peace with yourself, not feeling torn, not feeling disrupted. That's how I would try to describe simcha. It's the deepest human emotion. It's the human emotion when all of your emotions are in sync, where there's no conflict inside of you. And because it's so deep, that represents the deepest forms of Avodas Hashem, because just like it represents the deepest forms of experience, right? Let's say you're not a firm person. Let's say you're not a religious person. So if you're happy, then your marriage will be deeper, and your relationships will be deeper, and your experiences will be deeper, because it's really at the core. Human beings want it. When we're born content. We don't yet have purpose. We develop that purpose in life. We discover that purpose. But Hashem creates people content and complete and at peace with themselves. So that's the core and the baseline of human identity. So when we reach that baseline in our lives, our experiences are deeper. They're more anchored to our identity. Imagine, look at me, imagine your identity is like a building. And the baseline of the identity is contentment and peace. And then as you build frustration and stress and worry and concern, and so you're getting further from identity. So whatever adheres to your won't adhere to your core identity, which is adhere to higher levels, to shells, rather than to the core. The core HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us b'simcha. I would say the pasuk that probably best captures that stage is not the pasuk I quoted before, because they just use the word simcha, but it's a pasuk in Tehillim Tzadik Zayin, Or Zerua LaTzadik V'LiYishrei Lev Simcha. Okay, of course we use this pasuk about a Kodesh Baruch Hu and Yom Kippur, but pashas, it means Latzadik, to a regular person, was a Yosher Lev. Yosher Lev means the heart is straight, there's no conflict, there's nothing cut up, there's nothing on top of it, it's just straight, smooth, LiYishrei Lev Simcha. There's a word for that in Yiddish called Gleich, where certain people are just Gleich. They're just, they're at peace, they're tranquil, there's no torture, there's no turmoil, there's no war in their hearts, there's no difference in their hearts, and that's the core of identity. So when you study Torah that way, Torah will stick to a very, very deep core. That's why simcha is so important for Torah, because you want to get Torah into your blood, into your core. The deeper it sticks to identity, the more internalized it will be. That basis of your identity is simcha. So Mirat Hashem will talk about how to achieve simcha, Mirat Hashem, on Friday. But one other value of simcha, which is also an important value, let's say you're on a desert island, simcha would still be important because your identity would still be identity. And the more at peace with yourself, you have enough coconuts and enough palm trees, so you feel content and you feel your purpose, whatever purpose you could find. But simcha is also important because it opens you up to others in your life and it allows you to affect their lives and share your experience with them. People are drawn to others who feel this trait because people want to feel this trait. People that are sad, people that are too serious, people that are incinerating other people, they're not draws. They're not going to attract people because other people don't want to be in their orbit. They want to feel simcha, so you'll be attracted to someone who smiles, who feels simcha. So the Gemara says in Tainus and Daf Chaf Beis that Eliyahu was speaking to Rabbi Baroka. Eliyahu tells him that these two people, you see those two people over there, they're going to get to Olam Haba. Why are they going to get to Olam Haba? Because they have good sensitive humors. And the people are sad, they know how to crack a few jokes and make them happy. Literally, it's a Gemara in Tainus. You can get to Olam Haba because you have a good sense of humor. So don't give up your sense of humor. Obviously, you don't become a stand-up comedian. Not everything's a joke, not everything's sarcastic. But the ability to bring good humor to people allows them to enter your world, want to be part of your world, and then you can share whatever part of your world you want to share with them, hopefully positive, constructive, content-filled experiences. Then it opens a pathway. It connects you to other people. It serves as a social connector of yourself. People can sense others who feel content and complete and optimistic about life, and others who feel torn and frustrated and stressed and uncertain. And then, of course, you can't really share that much of yourself. And people aren't interested in hearing that because they don't want to be taken to that place. They fear that place. Okay, so this is the trait of simcha. It's a hard trait to define. If it's unclear to you, continue to think about it, because you're still relatively young, and you're still relatively looking for purpose and trying to find your purpose in life. So if I say the word simcha, you probably think about dancing and singing, or you probably think about Simchas Torah, or you think about Purim. That's not, simcha could be right now. It's not Simchas Torah, it's not Purim. Obviously there are heightened moments of simcha. I'll talk about that in Mirtz Hashem on Friday. But simcha is just purpose and lack of being overwhelmed by the stressors and the frustrations, either the experiences of life that stress us, or the emotions, guilt, uncertainty, fear, jealousy, all those that are introduced. Imagine you were born, you're just a happy, easy, look at a baby. That's why we like playing with babies, because babies have that carefree. Carefree doesn't mean frivolous, but there's nothing that's weighing on them. We have a lot of things that weigh on us, so we have to carry them. We can't ignore them, those important weights to bear, but is their weight so overwhelming that it disrupts our sense of happiness, self-esteem, optimism, contentment? Okay? So we'll try to talk about how to generate simcha in Mirtz Hashem on Friday. Okay? Have a content and complete day.
Simcha in the halakhic sense.
Yes.